From Cleveland, Ohio.
You are listening to Rule of Law Albania with Albi Cela.
Hello, everyone. We are now at this episode, which our guest is Tobias Rutoshoff. He is the head of Konrad Adenauer Stiftung in Albania. And we have decided to talk about youth activism in Albania. Mr. Rutoshoff, thank you very much for being here and for accepting our invitation to be our guest. So I want to start off by the question, how do you see youth engagement in Albania and in decision-making processes, in politics? How is it for you? As you know, we know that Konrad Adenauer has been an active foundation in Albania supporting you, youngsters in their initiatives.
Well, thank you, Miggy. Thank you, Albi, for inviting me today and to all listeners. Yes, I believe, I mean, I've been in the country now for a year and a half, and I've seen so much good, you know, vibes and interest from young people, because that's one of our main focuses of working here in Albania, to really support young people, young students, young talents, whether that's in politics and civil society. So there is a lot of engagement. There is really great ideas. I mean, I'm always very surprised how, you know, new things you can do, even in the pandemic. I mean, such good ideas and such good motivations to do things. On the other hand, I think in politics, it's a bit difficult, because, you know, it's in Albania, I think, you know, there is the standard way of doing politics. It's usually, I guess, older people that are running politics. And it's sometimes very, very difficult to get the young person's voice heard. And for example, we had a study last year, a survey, both actually in local and national level, together with the Frederick Ebert Foundation and the National Youth Congress of Albania, looking at how young people, students, people at high schools, can really make their voice heard and also get this into politics. And even though we see some promising signs, it's still a long way ahead to really get the youth voices heard.
Well, since we're talking about youth engagement in politics, which is now even the main topic since the elections are coming, how do you see the involvement in this month, since the election campaign has already started and the parties are now revealing their program, they're revealing their candidates? How do you see youth involvement in parties that are now running for elections?
Well, of course, we have the youth wings of the different parties here in Albania. And I know this, of course, I can only speak for our partner party, which is the Democratic Party of Albania that we work with. But I'm sure it's the same or very similar for the other youth wings, that, of course, they play an important role in supporting the party. I mean, it's the same in Germany. If you look at the youth wings or the youth forums of the parties, they are there, they're out there, they're discussing with the people, they're putting up the canvassing. So of course, the youth is an important manpower, if you want to think of that way. And I hope that also here, because in Germany, we have also the youth not just being manpower, but also being very active in voicing their views and also kind of wanting to get their ideas and their policies through onto the political level. And of course, there's also attempts to do this here, but we need to see that more. Maybe another thing that I can also, you know, already announce, and it's a bit, you know, bit advertisements, I guess, as well, because we're planning another thing also again with the National Youth Congress, which is, I believe it's a combination of the different youth wings and other youth organizations in Albania and the Ebert Foundation, our other political party, political foundation here in Albania, for the elections, and Euronews, the TV channel, to run a series of broadcasts before the election. Actually, it will be a primetime show where young people, selected, which are already selected and have been trained, and they will be interviewing politicians hopefully also, you know, high ranking politicians that we are identifying and discussing with them on different topics, and also, you know, hopefully pushing these politicians for getting good answers also for the youth.
Tobias, if I...
Okay, Albi, you can continue.
Yes, I wanted this to shift the focus for one moment. I mean, I totally agree that the youth should engage in politics. But the thing that I see in Albania, it's that we don't have a vital, you don't see vitality in the civil society. To me, it looks like the civil society in Albania is slowly dying. We have so many NGOs, but you don't see them operating as much. I mean, you can see the latest events in Albania, like human rights violations and everything. We have tens of, like, hundreds of NGOs in Albania, but few of them have raised their voice with regard to the violations that occurred in Albania recently. So I see it really important, because every time that something happens, an NGO or the civil society raises their voice, the first thing that politics tries to do is try to bias at least some of these people from the civil society and muzzle the rest. And I see this as a very big problem, because as I said, it's very important for the youth to be involved in politics, but we should also foster a friendly environment for civil society, because as we know, on my regard, civil society and the press, as everybody else thinks, I guess, is a fourth branch of an unofficial branch of a government. It's a check, and it's like a check.
Definitely, yeah.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about it? How do you see it? Like, because I don't see the youth so active as a civil society. It's just a bunch of them. Unlike in Germany, for example, it's true that the German youth is deeply involved in politics. But again, on the other side, it's also we see a very energetic civil society.
Yeah, I mean, that is certainly an issue in Albania, and you're absolutely right. It's if we look in the past that, they have often either been muzzled and or been incorporated into the big political field. And especially in regards to the youth, yes, of course. I mean, within the youth forums, which they should be, and that's their function, of course, they affiliate with their party. And in one way, they're often also what you call in Albania militants, right? I mean, they're just party followers, but not necessarily then making the contributions in terms of really pushing certain agendas. And that's why, of course, civil society fulfills a very important role to also control the parties. I mean, we've seen, and I'll be interesting to see now in the upcoming election, and that's not just the youth issue, but of course, it's often young people that are involved in there, to see how the new parties or the previous civil society movements like Nismathuria, which are now running also as parties, how they will do in the elections, and then later on, how they will do in parliament. Because I believe, you know, having some smaller voices also in parliament that can push the larger parties to certain things. Not okay, they can't shape policies directly, but of course they can use their rights to ask questions in parliament, to criticize things, and also to garner public opinion on things. And I would hope that that's one step. Also, you know, following now certain developments in terms of justice and legal reforms, and also administration reforms, that we slowly but surely we see a shift that civil society here becomes more established and also a more powerful voice. At the moment, unfortunately, yes, you're right. It's easy to discourage people to work in civil society. And it's easy for them to then say, okay, I will either stop engaging myself here in Albania, I will basically retire into my private home and I won't bother with these things anymore. Or even worse, they will leave the country and will seek their future elsewhere. But I also hope in turn that people who have been abroad and who have been able to receive education abroad will come back to Albania to help in the effort to improve this country.
Yes, but I also want to emphasize that, like, being in I think at least the way I see it is that being as a youngster, being in a political party doesn't mean in and on itself that you should be a militant of that party only, and you shouldn't have that feeling of a civic duty towards your country. Like, it doesn't mean that your party may do something wrong, but it doesn't mean that you have to follow your party.
Exactly. I'm not saying, I mean, this is, and I don't know if this is different from Germany. I'm just saying, of course, often I get this criticism. Okay, you're saying, okay, working with the youth from a party, oh, they're just militants. That's not entirely true either. I mean, it's just, of course, that a lot of people are just following the party for the sake of, okay, because, you know, it's been the family and I supported the party, but I don't really think of maybe criticizing the party also internally.
And I believe also one of the reasons that people lost faith, Albanians lost faith, like in young parties, like these parties that are entering now or others that entered in the past and then incorporated themselves with the bigger parties, is exactly the civil society, I think, because we didn't have that kind of education. Like, we opened a civil society organization, next elections, they transformed into a political party. We don't have that culture yet.
Yeah.
Like knowing what being I don't know how to say it. Like, we don't have the sense of civic duty. That's what I'm trying to say. And that, I think that we should work more on that.
Yeah, of course. So, I mean,
that but would help also in the democratization of the parties, I think.
Yeah.
Not only like.
Yeah. But you know, you need to understand, of course, it's a long process. And I don't know, you know, how fast we can see results in this. But, and of course, what I would believe, aside from, I mean, the reforms that are happening within the country, would be great, and that's what we're also trying to see and to support, is the inclusion of people from the diaspora, whether they're staying abroad or whether they're even coming back to Albania, to say, look, we have experienced civic society in other countries in the West, in the US, or in Europe, in Germany, and you know, even though not everything is perfect there either, but okay, there are certain things. Processes or structures or ideas that we can bring back to Albania and implement here and hopefully make a change, you know, step by step in different fields. And that's just, you know, it's not just politics, it's other things as well, like environment. I mean, I've talked to people who are really active now in trying to support the environment protection here, because of course we see, I mean, still, if you drive along the road, there's still a lot of trash laying around because there's no recycling really in place, and of course that's another issue to improve. So I think there's a lot of different fields where we can work on improvement, and you know, there is also good base with people from the diaspora or well-educated youth and motivated youth to do that.
Exactly, because I mean, we can't wait any longer. Like, we can wait for every time that something happens with regard to the press freedom or like something happens with regard to the environment, we can't always expect international organizations to come and tell our politicians what to do. I mean, that's what I'm trying to say. We should hold accountable on our own, our political parties.
I mean, this is one thing it sounds a bit, what's the word? I mean, it sounds a bit cliche sometimes, but that's one thing I said since I came here. It's like, don't expect any ideas from me, because I'm not here to give you ideas. I'm maybe helping you, be able to help you implement your ideas, because I might have the means in terms of money, I have the contacts, I know people, or not me, but our organization, we have, you know, the contacts, we have, you know, the means to help you, but you need to come to me with an idea, and maybe not an idea that has been around for forever or for the last few years, but new ideas, new visions, and then we can help you, and that's the important thing. And sometimes I have this feeling that people just come and say, okay, tell me what to do, I will do it, but that's not the point. It's like, you need to come up with your own ideas and how to improve things or how to change things, because, you know, if it's not your idea, you don't believe in it. That's the simple thing.
Well, actually I want to add something, since we're talking about the youth NGOs. I mean, in Albania, as I've said, there are a lot of NGOs. Some of them are new, some of them are old, if I may say. But what I have seen during this year is that they implement something, they have an idea, they implement it, they win projects, different projects from different donators, but what happens is actually not a follow-up. So if I have an idea and I want to implement, so I can change it, I change something in my community or even in a broader spectrum, I don't have any follow-up after. And I think this is something that should be addressed by a lot of NGOs and also their donors. Like, if you really implement a project and it gives really results, it should be a follow up. What's going on with the idea? How is it going after the project ends? Is it still giving results? And I don't know if Konrad Adenauer, if not only Konrad Adenauer, but also you as the head of CAS sees that as a problem. Like, have you experienced something?
I mean, sometimes what I see is that we get like proposals. I mean, we always get a lot of proposals from different organizations, and sometimes it's just a case, oh, let's do another study on this and that topic. And I'm saying, okay, that's good and nice, but very often it's like a study is not something entirely innovative, is it? I mean, you can do it. It depends on the circumstance where one of these things makes sense, but then you're right. It would be good to have a follow-up, and that's not always our case, but maybe just kind of pushing this into a civil society manner or into politics, you know, because you identified something wrong in the survey, then you need to follow up on this in terms of policy aspects. And the other thing is also in terms of the long-term thing, what I'm always very keen in doing is something that has a long-term impact. So not just one event and then we're done with it, but like something that we can, you know, do every year, or that has a follow-up thing, maybe on a slightly different topic, but in the same field in the next few years. So you have this, you establish this pattern, and you stay onto one topic for a bit of a longer time, and you then hopefully see also results that you, with your support and with your actions, you can shape things.
Okay, then I think I want to go back to the election, since they are the hot topic of the moment. I have seen from many TV shows and many youngsters speaking that they are very pessimistic about the elections. They're like, they're not going to vote. That we have this kind of problem for years, actually, that the youth is not involved in politics. They don't care about the government. They don't care about the election. They don't even listen to the electoral programs of the parties. And they are like indifferent towards the topic when it comes to the elections. How is, in your perspective, is something that is changing now? Will be different this time? Will be more youngsters involved? Will, in your opinion, I know it's difficult to answer the question, but maybe in your opinion, you can give us some hints on how the youth will react to the April election.
Well, you're absolutely right, but it's not just an Albanian problem. I guess all over the world, even in Germany, you have this issue that, you know, if you look at the different age groups, the youth is always usually among the groups, the largest groups that are not voting or not really interested in going to vote. And of course, that's a problem. And there's in Germany, there's many attempts to change this, you know, many approaches to address youth, whether it's bringing politicians into schools to discuss youth issues, or to, you know, tailor certain aspects of policies to youth, to get them engaged, to support the youth wings. I see all of that happening in Albania, but of course, the problem in Albania is perhaps a bit more intense than in Germany, because, yeah, there is this perception probably amongst many young people, whether that's high school students or university students, that it doesn't matter, you know, if they go vote or who they vote, that nothing will change. You know, they will still have a very difficult time finding a job, even though they worked hard, they studied hard, and the prospects here in the country are very difficult, and made even more difficult now by the pandemic and also the earthquake that we had in 2019. So it's very difficult to forecast that. I would hope that you know, the youth are recognizing that with this election, it is a very pivotal moment now in Albanian history, in younger Albanian history, that we see now. Okay, it would be the first time if somebody gets a third mandate or not, and if things are proceeding as they are. I'm not sure if they're good at the moment, because for the fact that so many people are leaving the country. So I would hope, despite the perception or the fear that their votes might not change as much, that young people are still going to vote. And I would hope that, you know, with some of the measures that we support, even though it's on a much smaller scale, like the, you know, TV program, that we can attract young people to participate, because they can see that politicians are now challenged by youth ideas and also need to respond to the youth vote.
Yes, and I think I actually want to congratulate you for the new initiative you're making with this, let's say, challenge for the candidates and that they have to face on Euronews with this new the new generation, I think, and I hope they're the new generation of the politicians, actually. Because I think and I believe that Albanian politics needs to have a new generation. It's a new ideas and fresh ideas. Well, I have. I think we have talked everything briefly, so I have nothing to add. And if I'd be have something to say about it, something else, I don't know.
I believe we touched everything important. Tobias, I really thank you for accepting the invitation. And why not? We can talk in the future again. Why not? Maybe after the elections.
Yeah, as well. Of course. I mean, we're also very much engaged with the elections. I mean, in terms of our working here, we will working, of course, not right up to the elections because we want to keep the distance. It's not us sort of making impression on the Albanian people. The Albanian people need to decide themselves. So we're sort of staying away from active politics for the time in the weeks before the election. But of course, what we do is we closely analyze the situation and before and after, and we'll see what that means for Albania. And of course, very happy to speak to you again.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Corona Adenauer Stiftung, of course, as you said, you shouldn't be directly involved on telling people who to vote or not. But yeah, what CAS can do is just tell, especially the young people, because they are the most skeptic ones, to tell them go out and vote.
Exactly. And we have a very small campaign at the moment on Instagram and Facebook, which is just Voto. You know, it just doesn't mean, it doesn't say any party, just it means it's the important thing, you know, just go out and vote. And just use your democratic right, and I would almost say duty, to vote.
Okay, Tobias, thank you.
In this time. So thank you again, Tobias, for your time, and we enjoyed this conversation with you, and I hope we see you in the future.
Indeed, very much. So thank you, Maggie. Thank you, Albi, and guys, take care, okay?